And now the opinion page. For many in New Orleans, last night's Super Bowl proceeded from the third quarter to the fourth quarter to the French quarter. But the big game also attracted its biggest television audience in 23 years, which thrilled those who made it all possible, the advertisers. On Salat.com, Mary Elizabeth Williams rates the winners and the losers and detects a whole lot of male anxiety in, for example, this commercial for Flo TV.
Hello, friends. We have an injury report on Jason Glaspie. As you can see, his girlfriend has removed his spine, rendering him incapable of watching the game.
Come on, Philly.
Boy, that's hard to watch.
How about lavender?
How about not? Jason, get yourself the Flo TV personal television. It's live mobile TV, so now live sports goes where you go. Change out of that skirt, Jason.
So what did you make of this year's Super Bowl ads? What did you like or hate or why? Give us a call, 800-989-8255. Email us talk@npr.org. You can also join the conversation on our website. That's at npr.org. Click on Talk of the Nation. Mary Elizabeth Williams of Salon.com joins us from our bureau in New York. Nice to have you on the program today.
Good afternoon.
And you detected that certain trend, and not just that ad, but several others on the same theme.
Yes, I must be incredibly super sensitive and ultra perceptive to have picked up on any sexism in that ad whatsoever.
Absolutely.
His girlfriend has removed his spine. He's got to get out of the skirt. And that was just the beginning of it. We also had the Dodge Charger ad featuring the voice of Dexter himself, Michael C. Hall, going through a litany of the indignities a man has to endure, but demanding ultimately, but I'm going to get to drive in my car. And then there was
the car I want.
Really, guys, if it's a car you want, it's not the Batmobile, it's the Dodge Charger. And then there's the Dockers ad, bunch of, once again, poor guys just roaming over hill and dale with no pants on, heeding the cry of Dockers to wear the pants. I'm so sorry. I had no idea it was that bad out there for you.
Let's take a listen to the Dockers ad.
I wear no pants. I wear no pants.
I wear. No, I wear. No, I wear. No, wear no.
Wear no pants. Do you stop and have a glass? For I wear no pants. I wear.
Calling all men. It's time to wear the pants. Try for a free pair of Dockers khakis now at Dockers.com. It's free pants, people.
It is free pants, after all.
Wear those pants. I want to wear some pants. I don't know. This was the theme. There was also the Doritos ad where the gentleman, it's so bad for guys. The guy had to fake his own death so he could hole up in an oversized coffin with a bunch of Doritos and a flat screen TV. It's pretty bad out there. There was a definite bummer theme. And that's not even getting to the ads that are just, you know, hot babes in bubble baths and ripping off their shirts. There were a lot of women in the ads, but they were mostly ripping off their shirts. Oh, and there was the Bud Light ad where the guy infiltrates a women's book club just so he can have access to ladies and light beer. I'd like to think that men are actually capable of wearing pants and reading books, that it's not quite as dire out there as Madison Avenue might have us believe on Super Bowl Sunday.
It's interesting. The demographic of the Super Bowl, I'm told it's about 2/3 men to women.
Right. So that means 1/3 women. There are, and this was the largest, you said largest audience ever. You're looking at about 40 million women out there that were not actually spending the evening sniffing lavender candles or sitting around in their book clubs. Women actually enjoy watching sports as well. I can't stress that enough. We actually want to watch sports. We want to watch ads. And we don't really want to take away your pants.
There is one other item of news that came out since your story moved on Salon.com. And you can go to Salon.com to read it if you'd like, by the way. But that is that if you thought there were more ads than ever, you were right. Commercials took up nearly 48 minutes of the game, the most for any Super Bowl, and that there were 3 minutes more of ads than last year's total, the previous record. And the other trend, more 15-second ads this year.
There were a lot of really short ads. And that that most possibly most baffling of all, the ad for Late Night with David Letterman, I think it was actually under 15 seconds. It seemed to go at about 9. Get in, tell the joke, and get out. But, of course, the more 15-second ads you have, the more advertisers you can get, the more bang everybody gets for their buck, right?
Letterman was sitting on a couch next to Oprah Winfrey, and this is how it went.
This is the worst Super Bowl party ever.
Now, Dave, be nice. Oh,
he's just saying that because I'm here.
Oh, he's just saying that because I'm here.
And that other voice, of course, Jay Leno, sitting rather awkwardly on the other end of the couch.
I do believe they all hate each other. That was the most convincing ad, I'll tell you that. If you wanted to sell me on the idea that David Letterman hates Jay Leno, sold. That was the one I believed the most by far and away.
Let's get some callers in on the conversation. 800-989-8255, email talk at npr.org. Mary Elizabeth Williams is with us from salon.com. Let's go to Matthew. Matthew calling from Kalamazoo.
Hi. As a representative of a non-necessarily sports-watching kind of demographic of men, I loved the Google commercial that was on. It was just this guy was searching in Google to go to France, and he found France, and then he was looking up all sorts of French sorts of things, and then he found a woman, and then he got married, and then the last thing that he was searching for was looking for a crib. And I just thought it was so sweet.
In 30 seconds, it told the story of a romance in far-off Paris.
And in probably very little money. I agree with you. I put that as one of my best spots of the night. And I think you can get a message across efficiently, inoffensively, humorously, and inexpensively.
It can be done. I just have to repeat, it was representative of the non-macho kind of guy, and it was great. I loved it.
And you had to actually pay attention to follow it.
Yeah, right.
Matthew, thanks very much for the call.
Appreciate it.
Yep. Bye-bye. Let's see if we can go next to, this is Bruce. Bruce is with us from Cape Canaveral. Hello, Bruce.
Hello.
All right, you're on the air. Go ahead, please.
Yes. I want to make a comment about a spineless ad.
Go ahead, Bruce. I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, this is Robert from Charlotte. I wanted to make a comment about the spineless ad.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
You got to be kidding. The guy has a scarlet bra on his shoulder.
Yes.
I have never seen a man
do that. Wouldn't you be there helping it on and off? I mean, come on. The guy's a male.
I just don't see that. I've been in a lot of lingerie sections. I've tried on a lot of bras in my life, and I've got to say, I don't see that happening. And if it is, you know, I think you can probably try on your girlfriend's bra and still watch the game. There's a little quid pro quo.
That's what I'm saying. Of course you'd be involved. You got to be kidding. It was a ridiculous commercial.
All right, Bruce. Excuse me, Robert. Thanks very much for the call. Appreciate it. Bye-bye. Let's go next to, this is Gail. Gail with us from Charlotte, North Carolina.
Yes. Hi. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Well, we had a great time watching the ads. We were just watching the ads, I think, was as much anticipation as the game, which was always fun.
Mm-hmm.
So we were real quiet and paying lots of attention when the ads came on. But we had a question. My friends and I had a question. It was as if the ad agencies sort of all got together and said, okay, this year, let's make sure that a lot of the ads have lots of slapping. And so you had lots of different things, like the Doritos, kid who slaps the boyfriend,
mm-hmm.
I don't remember, CSI or whatever, slapping upside the head kind of thing, and lots of underwear. And we're like, well, what gives? It's such a great theme here, and they all seem so similar. You know, I was just wondering if you could comment on that.
It's NCIS with the slapping leitmotif all the way through the program. But anyway,
everybody,
go ahead.
Slapping and running around in underwear. We're like, you know, did the same ad agency do all these ads?
Mary Elizabeth Williams?
And the Motorola ad, too, the Megan Fox ad. There's a lot of slapping going on in that one as well. There was a lot of slapping. There's also a lot of, I could think of at four ads that used the dramatic hedgehog motif as well. I can't believe that a memo went out. I just think sometimes people get pretty desperate for ideas.
Poor Betty White got tackled, and then the next ad was the mother getting tackled. We're like, what's up with that?
I know, right? Old lady tackling, too, was a theme. Who would have seen that coming as a a trend it's coming down the runway this spring, tackling all the models.
But I don't know. Last year it was things being blown up and
yes.
people being, you know, the end of the world kind of humor. It was really, really dark. This year it's like the half-naked people and the slapping, and who knows what's going to happen next year.
Well, half-naked people never go out of style, though.
That's true. But is there some focus group zeitgeist that all these ad agencies look at?
This is the thing that always amazes me. You think they must just completely focus group and test market these things, and then they get on the air, and you look at some of them, and they just completely land with a terrible thud, and you just think, wow, you can definitely test them up the wazoo, and they still can just land with such a sour little sound. I don't know what happened.
There's not a memo that went around that said, okay, now let's slap a lot of people. And
slapping and hedgehogs and prairie dogs.
And tackling. Gail, thanks very much for the phone call.
Thank you. Love the show. Bye.
And she mentioned the Betty White ad. This was an ad for Snickers.
Mike, what is your deal, man?
Oh, come on, man. You've been riding me all day.
Mike, you're playing like Betty White out there.
That's not what your girlfriend said.
Baby. Whoa, whoa,
whoa. Use Snickers.
Better?
Better.
Hey!
I'm a bet!
That hurt.
You're not you when you're hungry. Snickers satisfies.
And, of course, that was Abe Vigoda at the end. And I have to say that was pretty funny.
I loved it. It was my favorite ad of the night. That and the Google ad I thought were delightful. More Betty White. That's the answer to everything. More Betty White. She was funny. It made the point. And especially for Snickers, 2 years after their ridiculous, offensive, homophobic ad about the two guys whose lips accidentally touch when they're eating a Snickers bar and then they have to rip off their chest hair. I just thought this was a great comeback. And it really makes the point that you can do something that is kind of a dud 1 year and come back with something that's really fresh and funny and entertaining and that people can enjoy.
We're talking with Mary Elizabeth Williams, a staff writer at Salon.com on the opinion page. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And let's go next to Michael. Michael calling from San Francisco.
Hello, how are you?
I'm well, thanks.
Very good. A couple things. I definitely agree with your guest about the men theme of the commercials was just kind of terrible. The Doritos slapping ad, the Betty White ad's definitely good. But one thing that got really good focus group reviews, and I really didn't like, and none of the people I was watching the Super Bowl with liked, was the Denny's commercial. We found it really annoying and overbearing.
I think I must have missed this one. Michael, remind me.
Oh, this was, they needed to get a whole bunch of eggs for the free Grand Slam breakfasts. And they were the only redeeming quality was that there was the chicken in space screaming. But the rest of that was, we just found really kind of annoying. Do you know which one I'm talking about now?
I absolutely do. There were three different ads. And you know what you liked about that chicken in space was that was the only chicken that didn't make a sound. Because the rest of them
were
shrieking.
Right. But the rest of them, I don't know. I read something this morning that went really well with focus groups, and the ad execs thought that it was one of the most successful ads, and I just completely disagree. So
I'm with you. I really didn't get it. I didn't think it was funny. And I think as part of, in and of itself, maybe it was sort of vaguely amusing, but three ads in a row with that level of shrieking, and also as part of an evening that was just all about how terrible females are. I said in my Salon story today, wow, the Super Bowl even hates female chickens. Gotta get their eggs. Ah!
One thing I wanted to follow up on, because I do agree with the first caller that you had about the Google commercial. I really liked it. We were all kind of in stunned silence when that commercial was over because it was actually really touching. Mm. And I made a joke to my wife after about 10 seconds of just stone cold silence with everyone that, wow, I'm really upset that I didn't meet you over Google.
But we do so much else.
The commercial worked, but that's all I had to say.
All right, Michael.
The
thanks.
Game was great. So I know we're focusing on the commercials now, but
there's that part too. Yes.
Very good. Thanks
very much. And here's an email that we have. I'm not quite sure who it's from, but it said, I heard some mention of an anti-abortion ad being scheduled for this year's Super Bowl. Did I miss it, or did CBS not approve the ad? Also, there was some controversy about a gay singles website commercial. What was the final ruling on that?
The ad did. The Focus on the Family ad did run, and it's possible you saw it and you didn't even realize what it was. I thought it looked like a cleverly disguised eHarmony ad. We were talking about, the female guest was talking about it earlier, that theme of women being tackled was part of it. Timmy Tebow's mom talking about her miracle baby. It was a very short segment. I think it was 30 seconds long. It was very subtle. His mom just came on and said, he's my Timmy. He was my miracle baby. And then he comes along and tackles her, and she says, oh, Timmy. And that was it. And then they said, for more information, go to focusonthefamily.com. And I've been saying, I think, for all of us who were kind of concerned, is this ad going to be too weird? Is it going to be too out there? Is it going to be too religious extremist? And it really wasn't. It was just, here's our website, go to more information. And I thought it was fine. I wasn't at all as unnerved as I was by some of the car commercials. But the Manhunter.com ad did not run. CBS rejected it. The ad, you can find it on YouTube. You can find it on a bunch of other places.
What a shock you could find it on YouTube.
Apparently that's where stuff is these days. I don't know. You can Google it. You can see that Google will tell you. You can find everything there. You can also find out how to pick up French chicks. So the ad was just two gentlemen, and their hands are reaching in the bowl of chips, and it kind of gets romantic from there. And CBS said that it did not meet their standards and practices. Whether or not that's true, I would like to believe that the day is coming when we can have ads like many of the ones that I saw last night. We can certainly leave room for an ad that says that maybe two guys can date each other.
Mary Elizabeth Williams, thanks very much for your time today. Appreciate
it. Thank you.
Mary Elizabeth Williams, a writer for Salon.com, where her article on the best and worst Super Bowl ads appeared today, and she joined us from NPR's Bureau in New York. Just one item of news to tell you. Sad news today. Democratic Congressman John Murtha of Pennsylvania has died. He's a retired Marine Corps officer who became a vocal critic of the war in Iraq. He was 77 years old. More on that throughout the day on NPR News. I'm Neil Conan. This is Talk of the Nation. Bye-bye.